This is Keegan Peters, and I'm speaking with Lillian Montabon. Lillian, have you ever tried the Impossible Burger?
I sure have.
Did you like it?
Yeah, I thought it was quite good.
Will you tell me exactly what the Impossible Burger is?
No. Well, okay. So it's a beef substitute that's grown pretty popular because it's not as overly, like, scientific and suspicious as other beef substitutes, and it actually does get it pretty close.
Okay, that's cool. So would you substitute it for normal beef? Like, would you give up eating beef and instead always eat Impossible Burger beef?
Honestly, probably, yeah. Not specifically because of the taste, which is pretty good, but just because I'm kind of against red meat because it's fairly bad for the environment.
That is very true. So do you feel that this kind of thing is the way to move forward, like getting rid of meat and replacing it with other stuff, or do you think we should just stop eating meat and not try to replace it, or?
I'd agree that it's good to reduce meat, but I also have read that if you try to switch everybody on Earth to a plant-based diet, we're going to run out of space. So I think from a logistics standpoint, you kind of do need to keep some meat around, but I do think we should reduce the rate at which Americans consume meat.
Oh, that is interesting. Well, thank you so much for speaking with me.
Thanks for having me.